T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
This is another one of these days where the big stories and all the big news outlets are not actually the biggest story out there. The biggest story, bar none, is a story that's really broken over the last 2 weeks. It should get a Pulitzer. Broken by liberal journalist Michael Schellenberger, one of a small handful of journalists still doing actual journalism in America. And the story he's been telling over the last 2 weeks is, quite frankly, shocking but also terrifying. And here's what he has uncovered. No less than British intelligence, the FBI, the Department of Defense, and our Homeland Security is setting up a worldwide censorship regime in country after country after country. Here's how it works. They set up the AI programs very similar to the ones that were used to censor us in 2020. So they go in, they help to set up those programs. They set up the censorship infrastructure and the various nonprofits that the Department of Homeland Security now funds, who call for censorship, who do the work of specifying who should be censored. They're just a bunch of liberals. They open branches in these countries to demand the censorship and bang on the drum, Russia, 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 censor Russia, 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 censor Russia. The only people who get censored are people who love freedom, who want to be free, who want to have free speech, who are populists, who have traditional American values, so of freedom and self-determination. So the what the FBI is doing here, they're leading the charge. What they're doing in country after country after country is setting up censorship regimes that then turn, as Australia did this week, and demand, after passing their own censorship laws or under pro-censorship rulings by judges, demand, hey, Elon Musk, he's got to shut up Americans or we're taking Twitter/X out of Australia because it violates our laws. So you better go in and get these Americans and shut them up. You better take down their accounts or you're going to get blocked. You're going to get blocked from where? They've done this in 4 separate countries that we know of. They have done it in Brazil. They've done it in Australia. They're in the process of doing it in Scotland, and they've done it in the EU with the Digital Services Act. What we did not know, Lee, until this past couple of weeks from Schellenberger's amazing reporting, you can get it on Public. It's called Public. It's his Substack. He's got all the links and everything. What we did not know was that in country after country after country, it's been our intelligence agencies setting up these censorship regimes that then turn around and demand the censorship of Americans. This is literally terrifying. Let's go back and start kind of where he started breaking this. April 18th, last night, the Judiciary Committee of Congress of the U.S. House released over 500 pages of confidential Brazilian court documents relating to censorship demands on X, formerly Twitter. And what do we find? We find the FBI partnering with the same groups as they are in America to demand censorship, set up censorship regimes, but most importantly, create the censorship algorithms needed to detect the posts and, you know, shut them down. This is what your FBI is doing with your tax money that you just paid over, you know, tax day. So that's Brazil. So we're seeing that go on right now. They are calling for the arrest of Elon Musk in Brazil, allegedly for violating their censorship rules, by the way, which are just dictated by a court. They're not real rules. So that is going on. Then we find out the e-safety commissioner of Australia is actually an American who was recruited by the CIA. And she's over there screaming and yelling that Americans need to be censored by Elon Musk so that Australians can't see what we're saying. So you're looking, and by the way, British intelligence has been deeply involved in partnership with us in doing these things there. But the FBI literally over years went to Brazil, starting about 4 years ago, and helped when they were setting up our regime and helped them start to set this up. I bet this is in a lot more countries than we even realize.
Oh, yeah.
So think about this. This is absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Evilly brilliant.
Oh, evil brilliant. You go into these other countries and you say, you got to get that American taken down. He's pro-Trump. He's dangerous. We can't let anybody say that. And they go into these countries that don't have First Amendments. Those countries then have an e-commissar, an e-safety person. In the case of Brazil, it's a judge doing it. And they turn around and demand Elon Musk censor us here in America.
Think how the world would change if Neville Chamberlain had had this access.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. So the FBI is doing this. And the scariest part, I think, of all was that the prime minister this week of Australia called out Elon Musk. Some in the senator are of Australia are demanding his arrest, which I'm sure the FBI would love to see, so that Biden could then extradite him. I'm not kidding. That Biden could watch. Do not be surprised if Elon Musk is extradited to one of these countries for trial.
Well, they got to arrest him first, but then again.
Yeah, well, that's coming, though. I mean, they're already calling for it in Australia. Here you go. This is Australian Senator Jackie Lambie.
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that that man has because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
Oh, yeah, we can't have truth and actual facts out there on social media. That just can't happen. We can't have some type of discussion of policy going on. No. That's got to be stopped. Yeah, because we got to protect democracy, right, Tara?
Yeah, they're liars is what they are. And what they want censored was, again, this video of this Assyrian priest being stabbed by an Islamist in Australia. They said, oh, it's too violent, can't show it. But they also, on the list of demands they gave to Elon Musk for censorship, were a bunch of people who did not show the video, but we're criticizing Australia's immigration policy. There's no violence there. So they, what it is, they can't win the political argument. And so they would like everyone in Australia and America talking about this to be forcibly silenced by Elon Musk. What's so right. scary, again, is the prime minister said, hey, Elon Musk is the only one who won't censor for us. Everybody else did, including Google. So they're saying Google, Facebook, Instagram, they all met our censorship demands. And the prime minister saying only Elon Musk did not. So that's it. That's all we got left. This is going really, really fast, y'all. Mm-hmm. And we need to tune into this because Elon Musk is it. Now, there's a second article on his Substack, on Michael Schellenberger's Substack. I love how he puts all the links. You can follow them yourself. This is about the e-safety because, you know, you need safety. You need safety from the truth. This is about the e-safety commissar in Australia who is an American. She's leading the entire Australian government censorship complex. She has called for total censorship at the world level, at the World Economic Forum. She is part of a group that she has built that includes censors at the international level from Australia, France, Ireland, South Africa, Korea, the UK, and Fiji. They're all working to identify people telling the truth and to censor them. Her name is Julie Inman Grant. She worked in the Clinton administration. She was recruited by the CIA, by the way. A lot of these people have CIA and FBI connections.
Boy.
Yeah, it gives me chills because I don't know how we stop them. Lee, I mean, what do you do, call your congressman? You can't stop this woman. She's in Australia.
Yeah, well, it's not like our federal agencies actually answer to Congress anymore anyway.
No. And then there's this other person, Vera Jurnova, who's called for censorship to avoid events like January 6th. She's the European Union's top censor. She is now coordinating with the Australian censor and the British censor and the Brazilian censor. The entire censorship regime in Brazil was put in place by the FBI.
So we should have censorship to stop at January 6th, but we're not concerned about October 7th.
No, that's all good. So, no, and here's the funny thing about Jurnova. Michael Schellenberger busted her 2 weeks ago lying about Russia collusion. She was repeating the Russia collusion hoax, which has been debunked.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was debunked by 30 FBI agents working for Robert Mueller.
It wasn't just debunked. It was proven to be false.
False.
Period.
It was completely pulverized.
Yeah, a completely made-up account.
So this woman who wants to censor us... on behalf, and she has the power to do it because the Digital Services Act in Europe was literally caught spreading and propagating the Russiagate hoax online 2 weeks ago. So I guess if you tell the truth about the Russiagate hoax, then she's going to censor you. I don't know how that works, but
if you spread the lies, you can continue to do so. Yeah.
In American, look, I know a lot of people use this show for show prep. I get it. It's the best show on the East Coast in the morning, and I go first, and you guys, the rest of the country, you know, go later. That's why I watermark a lot of my audio like Rush used to. So you could just give me credit. That'd be cool. And then just do that. Look, take this from me and explain this because we don't have a lot of time left. Go to Schellenberger's Substack. Credit Schellenberger. I don't care. Read it before your show today. I'm begging you. Tell the world because there is no way to stop this once this gets going. There is one person left on earth who is fighting this, and that is Elon Musk, who is refusing to censor us. And I don't know how long he can stand out. He can hold out. There is the brought this up yesterday, Lee, though, kind of brilliantly. He's a double-edged threat to them because not only does he have Twitter, but he also has the satellites to skip the internet
Starlink,
entirely. And, yeah, Starlink can start his own internet if he wants it from space.
And he's already done that.
Yeah,
and
he has.
What's interesting is some governments are using it.
And you know what's funny? They're using it. People inside, like, you know, Iranians are using it to get real news. They're using it inside China to get real news. We're going to have to use it here eventually. Do not be surprised if eventually our government, if they can't get control of Starlink, if they don't shoot it out of the sky.
Nationalize it.
Nationalize. Yeah, we're going into crazy town here. But the FBI is three steps ahead of us. We've got Mike Johnson, who is looking to do nothing but capitulate to them. By the way, did you see Mike Johnson... who is allegedly a Republican, but we're not sure. We have to check in every day. He's our speaker. Do you see he's going to Columbia today?
Oh, Columbia University?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
the guy gives Hamas a third of the Israeli money, and now he's going to Colombia. Well, I don't know. I'm concerned. Is he going there to capitulate to the protesters? Like, whose side is he going to be on? I mean, is he going to change in the car on the way there? Or should be interesting. Anyway, he's going to give a press conference. So we'll see. Is he on the Hamas side or on the Israeli side? Or is he, I mean, who knows? We don't even know if he's a Republican anymore day to day. So we'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.